1976.
East, West, and all those parts in between. Welcome to America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney, and we're going to have fun on this show. Let me tell you, we're going to lighten the load coming up in our next couple of hours because we've got Nail the Score going on. That's our NFL game. Game 3. Do you believe it? It's week 3 in the NFL. Our computer randomly chooses what the choice matchup is. You call in, tell us who you think is going to win, and give us the exact digits, and baby, you've nailed it. It's kind of like picking lottery numbers. Tough to do, but if you do it, the rewards are great because we have a prize package that's amazing with so much in it. All kinds of coupons for food and movies and I don't want to give it all away because I think, seriously, this is the best prize pack I've ever, ever given out. And I like surprises. That's the whole idea. So if we tell you everything in it and then you win it, that's no fun. I'd rather you get it and then you're just blown away by what's inside, right? So let's hope somebody gets to experience that feeling. So far, we haven't been able to do it. But there's some good games in the NFL, so we'll jump to that. And we do that because, you know what? We live in America, the land of the free and the home of the brave. And the reason so many people spilled their blood to defend this great nation is so that you could kick back and enjoy what the nation has to offer. And one of the things is sports or music or tinkering with your car in the garage, whatever it is. But we're not going to tinker right now. Right now we're going to get up on a big, giant soap box and level the littlest man with the weakest voice who continues to taunt and stir and do everything that he can to be in the headlines so he can prove that as a little man with a big title in Iran, he's relevant. But I say he's irrelevant if we would all just ignore him. And that's what happened at the UN. You know my thoughts on the UN. Good idea gets weaker and weaker as the years go by. So the real hardliner, Ahmadinejad, decides he's going to poke and prod and do whatever he can to annoy the U.S. and to rip apart the people who have been shattered by what happened in Manhattan 9 years ago. Although when it comes to Ahmadinejad, I think pretty much most of the people who lost family members in 9/11 would just ignore what he's saying. So he threw in his two cents by saying that the world believes the American government staged the September 11th terror attacks to try to assure Israel's survival. Absolutely. The comments prompted everyone in the U.S. delegation, of course, to leave with their Skechers and just move on. And so did everybody in the European Union, all 27 countries. You can throw in a few for good measure, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and Costa Rica as well. And you know what the bottom line is he does not like the fact that he's being challenged on whether or not he is trying to amass a nuclear arsenal and is now trying to say, listen, screw you. Why should you sit in judgment? So I'm just going to do it back to you. And I know this is a perfect place to poke you because there are lots of people that don't believe in what's happened as far as the attacks on September 11th and want to go, and I want to go there, and I want to expose that as much as I can. So here's what he went on to say. He went on to call for an independent fact-finding UN team to probe the attack, saying that it would keep the terror assault from turning into what he has called a sacred issue like the Holocaust, where expressing opinion about it won't be banned. He didn't explain any of the logic, didn't give any evidence behind his thoughts. He just blamed the U.S. for the terror attacks and said there were maybe a couple of theories that he read in a book somewhere. And that's the bottom line. So you had a big, massive walkout on Ahmadinejad, for what it's worth. I think that the key thing to do with him is to blow him off, and he likes the attention, and so now he's just going to keep on pressing the buttons as much as he can. We'll talk about peace in the Middle East, and then, of course, Israel. Obama threw in his own 2 cents in the U.N.
When we come back here next year, we can have an agreement that will lead to a new member of the United Nations, an independent, sovereign state of Palestine, living in peace with Israel. Israel is a sovereign state and the historic homeland of the Jewish people. It should be clear to all that efforts to chip away at Israel's legitimacy will only be met by the unshakable opposition of the United States.
All right, so we move on from the delusional and predictable Ahmadinejad to some other things that are happening in our own backyard. So much of the focus is, of course, on politics, and that's because we have a major midterm election, if nothing else, coming up in 5+ weeks. You're going to go to the polls. I hope you're going to go and vote, and we'll see if the House looks different, and we'll see if the Senate looks different. The Republicans are playing into it because they've come up with a theme, and their theme is, we've got a pledge to America. We're going to pledge to you that things can be different, and it's going to center on tax and spending cuts, because we're not going to let anybody have to suffer with when the tax man comes due for the bill and asks for more money. So then you look at this pledge. As I said, listen, when you're in politics, part of the game is, and those who do it well know this, to get elected, is to come up with themes and to push those themes, and then to try to add some meat into what becomes otherwise an empty carcass. So the leader behind the band was House Speaker Hopeful, because that's what he wants to be, John Boehner, who talked about his plan for what he called governance and pretty much said it's a remake of the 94 contract with America to stay out of the press until Thursday morning. That didn't happen, right? So House Republican aides sent some angry emails to the leadership staff people, and they pored over the 21-page document before Boehner and others rolled out this pledge. They did it at a hardware store in Sterling, Virginia. What happened was it was a little premature. But nevertheless, the key focus was to roll this out as Obama was headed to New York and the United Nations General Assembly. And the focus really was what I said on taxes. And they must have said liberty. I think he said liberty maybe 8 times. Somebody counted it. I saw it somewhere. And talked about a couple of things, and most of them were citizens, patriots. You know, look, we've got this intense public distrust in politicians and the political system. It's not enough to just swap out one set of leaders for another. So they're picking up on the theme of, hey, just don't get everybody out. Let's come up with something that can really mean something. How much stock do you put in the pledge? 800-259-5791.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do this serious telephone call. I like to reggae, but you dance bad for me. I like to make my food. You can make me sing. You're the only woman. What is wrong with me? You're the only woman. Baby, can you see?
Always good to hear little Stevie Wonder, little throwback old school stuff. Sometimes we kick it around that way. Hey, everybody. Don't forget, coming up in our next hour, we'll be deep in to nail the score at this time, and I hope a lot of you join us for it because I'd love to get out those prizes. I'd love for somebody to come through in the clutch and come up with the winner. It seems like it would be easy, doesn't it? You know, hey, think of round numbers or think of prime numbers or think of a lot of the scores that you usually see. And then what happens is you pick the wrong team. And unfortunately, that's been happening year after year after year, although a lot of people have come close. All right, we've talked about Ahmadinejad and his short man's disease and the fact that he, once again, you know, just spews all his venom, and he does it at the podium at the UN and talks this time about conspiracy theories, and everybody leaves, and pretty much that's it with Ahmadinejad. It's going to bubble up again. It's like that sore that won't go away, you know. It's like the cyst. You think, how do I get a cyst? And it keeps coming back, and it goes away for a while, and then it comes back. That's what he is. He's like a painful cyst that you just want to lance. And it was a little bit of a gig, and he knew that. He knew that people were going to get up and walk out. Of course they were going to get up and walk out. Insulting America, questioning what happened in the attacks and talking for an independent counsel. I mean, come on, give me a break. He doesn't have a leg to stand on in any of it. All right, I'm going to move to something else, and it's what I just mentioned, the pledge to America, which basically, in a nutshell, is reversing what the Democrats are saying. Forget the taxes, taxes for nobody, and got to reduce the spending deficit. And that's just scratching the surface. But it's the themes that we're seeing that most of the Republicans running are talking about in their speeches, when they're back home, or when they get a chance on the floor, or whatever it might be. Is there anybody in this cacophony of sound that you think, you know what, that's the dude, that's the person, that's a woman, that's the guy that needs to get elected? Now, one thing that John Boehner did say, and he desperately wants to be the Speaker of the House, he did say that just completely voting people out doesn't really amount to a hill of beans, because what you actually accomplish by doing that. And the reason, partially the reason he's saying it is it's survival of the fittest, baby, is he's one of those guys who's been there for a while. But he's popular in his district, so there certainly isn't any problem with Boehner. He knows that there's a few other people where it might be a little bit shaky. So, pledge to America, does it resonate with anyone? You know, a lot of people sloughed off the whole Tea Party idea, saying, ah, you know, hey. So a bunch of people wear tricorn hats, say some crazy things, and go and they meet in the park. And they were talking about this, you know, a year and a half ago. And the crazy people with the tricorn hats have actually now won some of the primaries. So sometimes a theme does stick, and that was the idea of the Tea Party, the whole taxes, you know, we don't want that anymore, and we're tired of seeing the lack of action in Washington. We want a smaller government anyway. You know the themes. And so that did work. Does Pledge to America do it for anybody? For me, I'm going to say no. The ideas behind it, I'm saying, yeah, I like the idea of freezing taxes, but I think it's too late in the game. You know, 5 weeks out, you can put a pretty bow on it, but it's still the same old thing. You can send me your thoughts at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. In fact, in our next segment, we're going to check the mailbag. Or you can jingle this number, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. This is a daily salute to me, because I originally kind of waffled on this issue. Maybe I didn't waffle, but I couldn't make up my mind as to what I thought until I got a closer look at it. And this whole body scanner thing, I think I just said, and I'm broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida. When I went to Tampa this last time, I saw somebody in the Dallas-Fort Worth airport getting, I think, the real shakedown, but they would call it the pat-down. Man, was it personal. I thought there should have been some kind of almost a divider, and it was a woman. It was a woman patting down another woman, and I just thought, wow, what do they think that she's got? This pat down is not like what it used to be, you know, with the baton basically that they ran over your body like a cop would do. Woo, it's not that way anymore. So sticking with the airport theme and maybe privacy, they did a 6-month test, they being Italy's government. And you know what they said? Doesn't work. We're going to drop the use of full-body scanners for security checks in airports because they're slow and they're ineffective. And we've got these airports in Rome, Venice, and Palermo, and it's not of use to us. Milan's airport will probably stop using the machines in the near future. They said they didn't get any good results during the testing period. It just was too long to examine someone more than a manual inspection. If they were trying to get somebody, they thought that that would take too much time. And they also think that privacy concerns are real over the use of scanning people. And it's hurt the effectiveness at locating arms and explosives. And you know, they just don't think it's worth it, that it really addressed many of Italy's concerns as to what, you know, who's getting in and what they're trying to do. So passengers checked with body scanners were asked to pass through a regular metal detector, then walk into the scanner. which is 10 feet tall. You've probably seen photographs of them. I'm going to give you a description. 6 foot wide. They have to stand there where they raise their hands with the machine, locates objects in their body through low frequency electromagnet waves. That's how that machine worked. And they didn't feel that it was effective. So I'm going to say bravo, bellissimo to the Italians. And it's kind of a, it's kind of perfect timing for me because I've got my mother traveling in Italy. So now she doesn't have to worry about that. Because I think she, it would be a little bit awkward, you know. She's like a lady. And the thought of having her go through all that, ooh. You know, hey, I mean, she's traveled and she knows what it's like, but still. So Italy is booting the scanners. Do you think the United States should do the same thing? That they should boot the scanners, too, because too many people are apprehensive about it and they're worried about the saving of the image deal? Because, you know, that's all it takes. It just takes one idiot, one nut, one opportunist to save some images. And then here we are jumping on the airwaves 18 months later saying, wow, you're not going to believe what I heard out at the airport. Here's what happened. And you know it goes on. You know that it's easy to get somebody to maybe do something they don't want to do, or maybe they decide they want to look at the pictures. You're counting on the fact that it's human nature to try to break that rule, but you're counting on the fact that it won't be broken, and that's just too dicey for me. And I'm still not convinced of ultimately what do we find out as a result of the scan that we don't find through the current system now anyway. I mean, I know that the system has its flaws. And I think, you know, honestly, I think the biggest flaw is that more money, if you're going to talk about trying to spend money somewhere, more money needs to be spent in getting better TSA agents. I'm not saying all of them are terrible. Maybe some of them are incredibly astute and they have eyes and ears out and they're like hawks and they see everything and they know if something's going down. But from my experience, that's not the case. It's sort of like random selection. Okay, I'm going to talk over here. I'm going to do this. And then when I come back, I will randomly pick the person so it looks like I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I know that sounds harsh, but I've traveled enough that, man, that's exactly what I see. Here's what I think you do. You hire some ex-policemen, a lot of them ex-detectives. They have the eyes and the ears for what to see because they did it for so long. If they were any good at it, if they see something that's awkward that could turn into something more at an airport for real, they probably would be the ones to sniff it out. I'm just saying, you might not agree. 800-259-2791. Guess what? Coming back, we're going to check those letters. Hang with us.
End of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification,
are on sale now, 90 tabs, only $15.
Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier?
Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer large 250-capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at HerbalHealer.com.
But not much time.
The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th.
New customers get a free catalog with your first order.
Log on and hit the summer specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention gun owners.
You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free how-to gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
I did the chicken dance today, I'm telling you. We're broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, as many of you know. And the reason we're here is because of the United Egg Producers. They did an incredible job, I have to say, in presenting what's going on in the egg world because of the salmonella, as many of you know, that infected so many people, whatever the true number is. You know, it's interesting when you get into numbering things. We say that all the time. And the guesstimate is it's 1,500, 1,600, and certainly you know how I feel about the situation in Iowa. I think those two farmers were outrageous in what they did, those two farming operations, especially since they had been cited so many times. But here's the thing. I went and toured a farm today. Where, and I actually held one of the chickens, and this was an interesting place. It was a farm outside of Dade City in Florida, and the operation produces 250,000 eggs a day, and the amount of chickens that were cage chickens, 115,000. Went through with the farmer who explained how the system worked and what do they do and how do they look for faulty eggs, if that should happen, or what if they break or there's a crack in the shell and what the safety procedures are. And I have to say that they do it the right way, and all the misconceptions that are out there too. And, you know, how much do you know about the egg business? And the answer is, when it comes to food safety, how much do we know in general about some of the key foods that we eat? I didn't know, for example, that when hens lay eggs, I mean, what are you talking about? We're talking about the time that they're going to lay the eggs is basically 19 weeks of age to about a year. And also the fact that they need space, but they don't necessarily need that much space. That in England, for example, where there's all that fear, like, oh, it's humanitarian and you have to have a free range and all that. So you got giant chunks of land. But the problem is that these birds are social and they need that. This is because it stresses them out. So if you give them too big of a piece of chunk of land, they're all going to be sitting in the same spot anyway. They're not going to be way off in the bleachers somewhere, and then somebody else is down by the tree, and then somebody else is down by the water. That's just not how they operate. That's not what the chicken's all about. We're going to bring all this stuff home to roost, so to speak, next week on America Tonight with some great interviews about what's going on in the egg industry, the new FDA rules that are kicking in, and, you know, what part did this organization play and how they've been on top of it now for a while, the United Egg Producers. So learn some interesting things. Still, that's not going to solve our political crises now as to who to vote for and what in the world are we going to do with the tax situation. Man, Stu, one of our favorite callers, called in last night, and it was so sad to hear Stu talk about, the bottom line is I have to make a profit. I have a family and I have X amount of employees, but if I have to because of these taxes and what's about to happen and what people don't realize is that I'm just going to do it myself because I have to do that. Don is listening to us in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
There you are, Kate.
Hey. I'm good. How are you doing?
Hey, I was wondering, Kate, when they were talking about this thing with the chickens, it's been going on for a couple of weeks or whatever. And
it's been going on since August, the thing in Iowa.
Yeah, in Iowa and everything, and they were talking about how many, I never thought about it, but how many, I don't know what it was. I can't remember the numbers, but I don't know, something like 250 million eggs a day. I don't know what it is. It's just millions and millions of eggs are laid every day or something like that.
Right.
And I was starting to think, well, what would happen if they just let those eggs alone and they all hatch? We'd be overrun by chickens.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good, my friend, because, they're aggressive.
I'm just going to imagine about 100 billion chickens running around. But anyway,
have those. That could be a punchline, but I'm bump. We do have a few chickens running around in this country.
Oh, boy. Now I was trying to be nice to politicians tonight, Kate.
I'm sorry.
you always hear this comment about how, when it comes to taxes, about how the upper, 1% pays most of it, and the upper, lower 60% of the population doesn't pay anything. And I'm like, well, everybody pays taxes. You get taxes taken out of your check and everything. And, and then it comes, people get refunds at the end of the year. Some people hold it.
Right.
I know you don't. You and I don't.
No,
disabled,
I don't.
But anyway, though, so I was talking with somebody, and they said, well, what that's based on is that the fact that they take the amount of people working in America, which is, roughly about 200 million, maybe a little less than that, the 16 million that are, unemployed right now or whatever. But in any case, though, and they divide that into the amount that the government needs every year. And, of course, Obama's spending $4 trillion a year. And right now it comes up to something like between $30,000 to $35,000 a year per taxpayer. Well, those people that don't even make that amount of money, Kate.
I know.
And I don't pay that much in taxes either, so I'm part of that 60% that doesn't, So when they say that thing, what they're saying is the people that actually pay that much money in taxes, you know, is in that upper percentage or whatever, you know.
Sure.
And the point I just kind of make to that is, you know, they're talking about, well, you know, don't give the tax, you know, the Bush, extend the Bush tax cuts, you know, make the rich pay their 39%, because I think that's the highest bracket, you know.
Sure.
What if all of a sudden they just said, okay, everybody pays 39%? Yeah, everything would be even, wouldn't it?
You mean just making a flat tax?
Yeah, 39%. You see how people like 39% of their income being taken away?
Mm-hmm,
you talk
about
billion times on, I know, I wouldn't either, you know, but you know, I mean, I think I was at like 21% last year or something like that when I find after, you know, everything, you know, my credits and all that stuff, you know.
Sure.
But I guess, you know, we talked about this a long time, Kate, you know, about the tax structure and everything, but the part that I'm just, and once again, this is why I think so many people are just sick and tired of politics. You know, today, Republicans come out with their big agenda, you know? And,
yeah, today.
And the Democrat response is, oh, it's our good, you know, the White House dude says, oh, sounds like same stuff as before. It's like, yeah, same stuff as before. They're going to run up $500 billion a year in debt. But you guys are running up, the Democrats are running up $1.5 trillion right now. And the point is nobody, they're pointing fingers at each other going, oh, well, we can run it better than you, but they're both running it bad.
Yeah.
They're running the economy, they're running this country horribly when it comes to the finances of it.
I agree.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's why people are so frustrated with it, you know, and I listen to these Tea Party people and they talk about, you know, kind of conservatism. Well, what's your answer to conquering the national debt? What's your answer to having the way, you know, we can do away with classes where we're sitting there, you know, and I really believe a lot of the reason why we have class separation in America is because of the tax structure, okay? You know? And but in any case, so by the way, one last thing. I did catch The Town. Finally made it to the movies.
Oh, was it good? Was it thumbs up, thumbs sideways, or down? What?
Did you go to it?
I didn't see it, so I want to hear. What do you say?
Not yet. Well, I told you, you know, I'm kind of 50-50 on Ben Affleck, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, he's got really good movies. Every once in a while, he's got some pretty bad ones. But this one was a home run. I mean, it was definitely a Fenway Park home run. And I really liked it a lot. I mean, it's a little bit violent, but, you know, he did a really good job at showing, you know, how some people are just born into certain families and they follow into family business and whether it's a legal business or an illegal business, et cetera. And it made me kind of sit back and think, well, gee, have I been living my own life or am I just following in the path of my, you know, ancestors or whatever? And in any case, though, it's definitely worth the admission. And for what they rob at the end, it was the all time favorite for me.
Don't ruin it for us, okay?
I'm not going to ruin it for you, but they try to rob, or what they rob at the end of the movie is just, it's classic.
All right,
classic,
okay, so that was definitely a good review for us. You say thumbs up to The Town. Don, have a great weekend. Thanks for the phone call. Oh, if Don sticks around, maybe he can do the nail the score thing. All right, quickly, he was talking about politics, and it feels like the same old thing. And I think that's why the Republicans tried to jump on this on Thursday when they were at that lumber store. But I don't know if it's going to really work for them. If you look at the promises, is it a kind of an illusionary thing? Is it a big plan? Is it a bold plan? Does it unite people? And I think people are just so burned out on political rhetoric that if you're running, you know what? That's part of what you have to do. But it's about delivering. It's about somebody getting in there and delivering on whatever the promises are. And if they can't deliver it, telling you and telling you why. Hey, you know what? I was like a bull in a china shop, man. I had no idea it was this way, and I did everything I could. And here's what I proposed, and here's what we went through, and here's what happened in committee. And, yeah, you can read about some of that stuff, but it's not the same thing when you can feel it, see it, touch it. It's instead of the same old, let me wrap my arms around you and tell you who to blame, to tell you who ripped me off, who led me astray, who whatever, when I was trying to make that bill go all the way through to make it my home run. I mean, come on. All right, meet us on the flip side. It looks like the independents are actually swinging the way of the Republicans. Ooh, I'll tell you why.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Check this out. Independent voters are now favoring Republicans. And you know, it's by nearly the same margin that they went for the president back in 2008. All this information comes to us by the Pew Research Center. I like the Pew polls because I think they're not skewed in any certain way. But it's an ominous sign, to say the least. Talk about a black cloud, that dark cloud that's hovering around the Capitol, and it just keeps switching places. 1 minute, it's right over the House, and it's looking down a few people. Next minute, Nancy Pelosi is dragging it behind her, along with Harry Reid, when they go to lunch. And it's also hovering around Pennsylvania Avenue, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, which is why David Axelrod is going to bail in his position as a White House advisor, at least officially, and go back to Chicago and figure out how to reboot the system, how to get Obama elected again in 2012. So the raw numbers are this. The Pew survey concluded, or poll concluded, that after they did this study of almost, 3,000 voters, which included a big chunk of independent voters, in fact, well over 1,000, that pretty much now we're seeing in these, at least for the midterm elections, you have more independents who are saying that they're leaning the way of the Republican Party. And the Republican strategists certainly have to love this. That's like sweet music to their ears if they could grab onto some of the independents. And I think for Democrats, it's a warning sign. So what the raw numbers show is among the few areas in which more independents, which would be 39%, say Democrats reflect their views compared with the 33% who say Republicans do. You don't usually see that number that way. It's usually never that close. That means that they're paying attention to what's happening on all sides of this, and that there might be some really high numbers in this year's midterm elections than in the past that we've ever seen, maybe, if everybody goes out and votes. So overall, 45% of the independents disapprove of the health care reforms passed this year, compared with 41 who approve them. A third of independents say Obama's economic policies have made stuff worse for them, made the conditions worse for them rather than better, compared to 24% who take a more positive view. Let's go to Sam, who's listening to us in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How you doing, gorgeous?
I'm good. How about you? You sound good. You sound like you know what? You have that voice of I'm heading into the weekend soon.
Oh, you know it. You know it. I'm going to be refing football and watching football.
There you go.
Yes, I've got my whole weekend planned, and then I'm going out with someone Saturday night. Maybe you've heard of her. Her name's Julie.
Yeah, you always bring her up. I know who she is. I think she's your arm candy. Hey, let me ask you this. Did you hear that, and I talked about this, Ahmadinejad railing on and on about 9/11 and the American government covering up the conspiracy and then throwing Israel. I know.
I apologize for laughing.
I know. Give me the proof. That's it. That's what
I'm
saying. Show me the proof.
Dumb blankety blank. Blankety, because Julie gave me crap for when I said the last time. And I heard it cost over $1 million just to guide this piece of. Okay, I'm not going to say it. But you know what? I mean, I usually don't wish anybody. I don't care if he's my worst enemy, the worst football coach. I hate his guts. Whatever. But I wish something would happen to this guy.
That's he's got short man's disease times 20 and too much power, I think. Because, basically he's a volcano that spews a bunch of nonsense anyway. I can't say that there's anything that I would look at Ahmadinejad say, even with an open mind, that, geez, he really did that well. Of course not. And he's calling for the destruction of Israel, and he's at odds with the U.S. and Europe.
And that the elections and his last year's elections were fair. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
I read that. And that, we're an open and free country. Yeah, according to you, it's not what I do, it's what I say. I mean, who does this guy think he? I heard a friend of mine, father who survived the Holocaust. You know what he reminds me of? You know what he reminds him of? Hitler.
Oh, really? Well, yeah, other people have said that. But then, of course, other people have been compared to Hitler as well.
Right.
Hitler is the most... Once somebody goes off in a certain direction, everybody starts pulling out the Hitler reference guide. But in the case of Ahmadinejad, it's just, to me, I just can't... Can you put any stock in what the guy's saying? Well, of course, the answer is no from the get-go.
You know what the Americans should do? Send all these tainted eggs over to him. That'll solve it all.
There you go. Give him a little of his own medicine. Although in my tour, I found that the egg supply is safer than most people think. It's just, you know what it is? It's that you had a couple of farmers who didn't watch what was going on. That's what happened. Salmonella can spread so easy if you start to get those cartons out there. Hey, Sam, we're up against it, but you have a great weekend.
You too, gorgeous.
All right, let's go to Mark in New York. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, you thank God Italy got rid of the body scanner.
Oh, I say bravo. You heard me say that. You know, you're Italian. You got to love this. They realized it was not a success after 6 months. They didn't like it.
They don't have a Michael Chertoff telling them to want to make money, put the scanners in. But let me just mention quick, Alex Jones, he had mentioned how that if you don't want the body scanner, they out in public there in the airports, they make you feel like a fool and a slave, and they give you this really rough pat-down.
Yeah.
To get you to submit to this, and it's really unconscionable what they're doing with these machines. And they have mobile X-ray vans he talked about, and that's true. That came out. That they're just finally.
Oh, I talked about that months. Hey, we had that here. I talked about that months ago. I did a story on it. I did a national story on it after somebody I know in Washington did it, too. Yeah, absolutely. The mobile vans are ridiculous.
It's scary, but let me just jump to the election real quick. Take me a minute. It just happened to segue that Greta Van Susteren had Senator Barrasso on. And Pat Toomey had an interview in National Review. He said the appropriations people, they may not be able to repeal health care, but the appropriations committees, America, you need to realize to cut out the money to enforce the individual employer mandates. And let me just tell you really quick, let's take an open number. If you make $100,000 a year, mm-hmm. and your employer spends $10,000 a year on your health insurance, even though mm-hmm. You never see that, that's
sure.
going to be on your W-2, so now you're at $110,000 a year. So whatever you make, that's coming on. And
right.
Remember, that's the tax hike that you're going to see, America. Even though you don't see a dime of that in your paycheck, they're going to charge you for that. And he's getting rid of health savings accounts. So he's taking all of the responsible decisions away from the people and putting it into the government's hands, and you're going to have rationing and all this other stuff. It's the truth.
You know what? I'm so glad you brought that up, Mark. An excellent one of your best points. You are right on target, because I don't know that I've ever said that. You're absolutely right about people not realizing how that's going to go back on their taxes and it'll make a difference. And
right.
health savings, that happened to me.
I'm
at the tail end of it. I've got like 400 or 500 left, and I know that's it.
Right. And if you just wanted to bail out of this, buy your own insurance, take care of yourself, buy a policy fitted to you, they're telling you no, the individual mandates are in the bill, just like New York State did in 83, and the prices and the insurance premiums have gone up and up and up, and people have been dropping off. They're not going to let you, they're going to force you to buy these policies, even if it covers stuff that you don't need, and they're going to charge your W-2 more money, and that's why it has to be defunded. And Republicans will take it, but if they don't straighten out things, they're going to be out on their rear ends, too. And just really quick, I'll get off the phone. Palladino is going to win in New York. Cuomo is afraid to debate this guy. They say Palladino is a loose cannon. And I don't know if you saw this. Frederick Dicker is a post. He writes for New York Post, and he covers New York State. And I know you have a national audience. But him and his two staff writers for the Post keep calling Palladino this bomb thrower. Look at the language that they're using in America. They're bomb, and they're calling him crazy. That's what they want. They want to hitch him to the Tea Party and that we're some kind of terrorist. That's what they're doing to Murdoch, these people in newspapers. Look at America and then vote the incumbents out. Thanks, Kate.
Yeah, bravo. Best call, Mark. Vote them out. And he's absolutely right. I don't care where your ideology lies. The hidden secret that people don't realize is in making the money back on the taxes. When we keep saying this thing about taxes, is exactly what Mark said, that now all of a sudden, it doesn't matter, just pick a number. He picked 100,000. It will go up because that all goes back, and you're going to have to end up paying for it. All right, it was Charles de Gaulle who said, in order to become the master, the politician poses as the servant.